So I invite you to just breathe. If you have anything on your lap, just set it aside. Uncross your feet and your hands. Ground your feet just solidly flat on the floor. And breathe deeply, just a nice deep cleansing breath, letting it out fully. Settle in. Feel yourself grounded solidly to the earth beneath your feet. Grounded to the chair you're sitting in. Feel the energy moving up your legs, your core. And moving up into your heart. Just land there in your heart for a little while. Focusing your breath on the heart. Feeling its warmth. Seeing the soft glow. Listening deeply to the still small voice. Listening to that voice that is asking you to be willing. To be the change. And if you notice any objection from some other voice that may say, change is scary, simply breathe into it, breathe love into that voice and say, now, the God in my heart is greater than any old belief that no longer serves me. And then breathe into that heart space again. As the still small voice says, you are divine. And you can say that quietly to yourself, I am divine. And once again, if there is another voice that is throwing up an objection to that, breathe love into it. And simply gently tell it. No, the voice of love. The voice of the divine. Is so much greater than any old limiting belief. So I relax into that knowing. There is a divine spark. In each of us, some of us hear it more loudly than others, but it is there nonetheless, nearer than your hands and feet, nearer than your very breath. So breathe into that divinity that you are. Maybe you're not used to hearing yourself say it, but you are divine. Repeat, I am willing to listen to the still small voice in me. That voice that is so wise. That voice that will never lead you astray. That voice is love. Pure, unconditional, unlimited, available at all times. So in that open, love-filled place that you are right now, begin to bring your attention back to the place that you're seated. Begin to breathe into your hands and feet. Breathe that love that surrounds you by the other divine sparks in this room this morning. Take a nice big, deep, deep breath. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. deep, deep, deep breath. How's everybody doing? It seems like good. So this morning, I love doing this talk, the divine spark that we talked about in the meditation. You may not be able to see this at the back of the room, but I'm holding in my hand a Zippo or a Ronson or whatever brand you might want to give it. It's a lighter, and it's a refillable lighter. And what's cool about this thing, and the point that I'm going to make this morning, is this by itself, sitting on a shelf or in your pocket or in your purse, does absolutely nothing. It is full of potential. Absolutely full of infinite potential, as long as, of course, it's filled with fuel. You are the divine spark. You are full of infinite potential as long as you fill up. And how do we do that? We do that by being in community. We do that by being in meditation. We do that by being still, listening to the still small voice within. And even when you take the lid off this thing, it's still not going to do anything with all of that potential until you take some form of action. So all of the potential, all of the ideas, all of the inspiration, all of the thoughts, ideas, your dreams, your visions, your hopes, your joys, the thoughts running around in your head all day long, inspired and filled up by spirit, do nothing without action on your part. You with me so far? Okay, I see lots of nods. So there's all kinds of metaphors, of course. They don't make the old kind with the spinny little flint, which I've been looking for them, but they just don't make any. I know it's probably some sort of a liability or something. I don't know what that is. It clicks, but still it's the same idea. When you click it, what can you do? You can light a candle. You can start a fire with warmth. You can share with someone else. You can, if they're smoking something, you can light it for them. Okay? Not anybody here, huh? I didn't think so. So you get my drift. And in order for this thing to be on, you have to keep the lid off. You have to be open at the top. As soon as you do this, as soon as you go, oh, I'm not smart enough. I'm too old. I'm too fat. I'm too skinny. I'm too short. I'm too all of those two I'm two judgments, ridiculous. Thank you for that, whoever said that. Every time you do that, you do this. You close off your light. You close off your spark. You close off being something of good value to the world. Okay? We have lots of disposable lighters. Unfortunately, we tend to think of a lot of people as disposable, too. Yeah. You see just such a little thing, and you can carry it with you in your pocket. You can put it in your purse. You can leave it in your car. You can do whatever you want to do with it. Our refilling it, the refilling of the potential, is being here in this room and being in community. Our refilling it is, as I said, being still so you can hear, so you can figure out where the fuel is coming from, and to discern the difference between that. Because what we hear a lot of in the meditation, many of us will go, when we say, I'm divine. How many of you felt a little catch in your gut when you say that to yourselves? You don't have to raise your hands. It's okay. I'm not going to call you out. Actually, I am going to call you out, because I will say it's not the truth of who you are. And your deepest, deepest, the deepest part of your being knows that. We have simply been taught again and again and again and again and again that it is arrogant, it is audacious, it is who do you think you are to say I'm divine. But the truth is we are. We come into this life divine. We come into this life with all of everything we need, except those first few years of life where somebody does need to feed us and change us and clothe us and so forth. But the potential that we come in with to bring our unique, absolutely unique light to this world is already present. It is for us to wake up, take the lid off, be open at the top, to develop that, to figure out what it is. What is my passion? What do I love? What is the thing that lights me up? As Howard Thurman says, do not ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do that. Go do that thing. The world needs more people who are alive. I will ask for a show of hands in here. How many of you feel like you are alive and awake and doing, I see a couple of hands, doing, yes, thank you. I'm going to ask that question one more time, and I want to see every hand go up. How many of you are easing into the idea? Good, good. How many of you are willing to be the change so you can be and do? Yes, every hand goes up. Thank you so much. Another visual aid, just in case you didn't get the point, a battery. And what do we do with a battery? It is nothing, absolutely nothing on its own. It is pure potential until it gets into a circuit. Okay? One of the things that we do, and how many of you did the White Stone ceremony at the beginning of the year? Here or somewhere else if you're a visitor. So if you're not familiar with the White Stone ceremony, it's a tradition in New Thought churches where in meditation, if you have not already released the prior year, the white stone is you get a new name. There's a biblical scripture about that, and it was actually given to prisoners who had done their time, and they were given a new name. And if anyone were to stop them on the street and say, hey, I thought you were in jail, they could pull out the stone. No, my new name is this. My new name is I have started over with a clean slate. So those of you who have gotten your word, your new name for 2018, and all the actions that you intended and all the resolutions that you intended to do, how are you doing with that? Good. I'm hearing nods and I'm seeing some, like, not so much. Kind of slipped a little bit. One of the best ways, and you already know this in this community, one of the best ways to keep those sparks alive, your spark to do what you said you were going to do this year with that new name, is to be in community, is to have a prayer partner, is to have a mentor, is to have somebody who holds you accountable, who doesn't go into the drama with you when you feel like, oh, I failed. Well, no, you didn't fail. You get a moment of choice. You step up again and again and again, being willing to be the change you wish to see in the world, being willing to be the change you wish to see in your own life. You surround yourselves with that. You think about the Olympics are coming up in February. And you think about the number of athletes. And how many of them do you think have done this absolutely on their own to get there? Not a one. Coaches, mentors, trainers, parents, yes, which are also mentors, coaches, trainers, teachers all along the way. So one of the things that I just love doing this talk. Cindy and Rick and Brad, I'm going to ask you to come up, and Matt, just stand to the front of here, and I want you guys to semicircle so facing them so they can see, and you guys are going to hold hands. Yeah, come up. Yeah, better so they can see you with. And what I'm going to do is, Cindy, you know how this works. You hold the silver end of that. Rick, put your fingers around with this hand. Okay. And Cindy, switch hands. There you go. You're going to hold Matt's hand. Rick, you're going to hold Brad's hand. And then Brad and Matt. Okay. Cool. Let go of your hand. So, one more time. Now, this is what I love about this. This is called an energy stick. We could do a whole circle around this room. And as long as someone's holding the end, each end of the circuit, and a circuit is made by holding hands, and it doesn't matter how many people are in the circle. I've seen it done with 40, 50 people. If someone lets go of a hand, you break the circuit. So you can, thank you. Thank you, my lovely assistants. Thank you. So I can do this myself. You know, I got my own circuit going on here. But the point being, and you can see this, the importance of connection. When you are feeling like you're a little bit off your game, when you're feeling like, yeah, maybe today I'm not going to take an uncomfortable step towards my goal. Maybe I'm just going to lay low. Reach out and connect with someone. There is no battery in this. It is run entirely on the static electricity that we are, pure potential in our bodies. If you don't think we're energy, you saw the example. We are all energy. We are all meant to be connected. We are meant to support each other. We are meant to be the divine spark for and with each other. So how many of you, knowing now that you are made of pure electricity, or mostly, well, mostly water and electricity, how many of you would feel you had a little bit easier time saying, I am divine, I'm a divine spark? Raise your hands. And I want to hear you, please hear, let's say that out loud. Just take a deep breath in, close your eyes. You don't have to look at anybody else. They're not going to judge you. And on, we're going to in-breath, and on the out-breath, we're going to say, I am divine. Ready? In-breath. I am divine. I know that I'm divine. I know that I'm divine. I'm showing up consciously. I'm showing up consciously. I am showing up consciously knowing that I am divine. Showing up consciously knowing that I'm divine. Let go of the wiggles on the inside. It's just a learned thing. It really is. Probably not a good idea to go run over to Brookshire Brothers or HEB today and shout that. You might want to. You want a bumper sticker. Okay. Sounds like a good step for you to take, isn't it? Maybe you could mark it. See? Ideas drop in. When we're open, and this is the point, the inspiration and the joy and the ideas that come immediately to us, when we are willing to open ourselves to the idea that we really are not just given lip service to being connected to our source. If you need any help or reminders of the 12 powers of knowing that we are connected, this is the month of faith. I invite you to have a little faith in yourself about that idea. And it's not just an idea, it is a truth. It is the truth of who you are. You are divine, otherwise you wouldn't be here. You would not be on this planet. There is something for you to do. There is something for you to do. And a lot of, I don't have a purpose. I don't know what my purpose is. There is that part of you that does. And getting still and getting quiet and listening to one step and the next step and taking those steps, taking the inspired action to create a bumper sticker. Loud and proud, girl, put it on the back of your car. I bet you'd have a bunch of people in here that would also want to buy them from you and see what happens. And when people driving down the road go, what? That person's divine. Why don't they use their blinker? So please, I invite you today. You see the power of potential. You are the divine spark. Take the idea. Take the idea of the lighter. In fact, go buy yourself one as a reminder, as a talisman in your pocket. I am a spark. I can light things on fire. I'm a pyro. I just, you know, I love fireworks and fire. But one more time, for your benefit and mine, to get used to saying it to yourself. Say it out loud in this room where it's safe. Say it out loud in this room where no one's going to judge you for saying it, where no one's going to say, no, you're not. Well, they might. But the important thing is that you know and you practice for yourself. In the mirror in the morning, in your meditation, in your journaling, all of those. Just slip it in there every now and then. Da-da-da, today I'm grateful for, and oh, I'm divine. And see where you are in a couple weeks. It's really cool. There's a lightness. There's a new way of thinking suddenly, well, where did that idea come from? That's cool. You play with the light. Play with the light that is your source. It's in you. It is through you. It is operating as you. So thank you for allowing me to spark you today. Thank you for sparking everyone in this room and the world that you live in. I love you. God bless you all. Namaste.